117.
The Life of Mary Sutter, the human story of one woman's love and how it affected her life and the lives of those she loved. Mary Sutter is brought to you each weekday at this time by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. Is that the way your teeth and gums feel in the morning? Drab and flat? Well, how would you like to have them feel like this every morning? Ha, that's better. That cheery, fresh, good morning feeling in your mouth. And how do you get it? Well, that's easy. Just change to Ipana toothpaste. I-P-A-N-A, Ipana, and use Ipana with massage. That will give your mouth a tangy, stimulating sensation, a wide-awake feeling. The very first time you use Ipana, you can tell that it's different. For the formula of Ipana is especially designed to help stimulate the tissues of the gums when used with massage. And Ipana is the modern toothpaste, too, because it helps your gums when you massage them, and it helps to brighten teeth that are dull through inefficient cleaning. Now, here's the way thousands of Ipana fans help keep their gums firm and healthy and their teeth bright and attractive. Every night and morning, they brush their teeth with Ipana thoroughly and then put a little extra Ipana on fingertip or toothbrush and gently massage their gums. What happens when you do this? Your gum tissues, made lazy and soft by our modern diet of soft and creamy foods, are stimulated by the massage with Ipana, and so tend to grow firmer and healthier. And at the same time, as your own dentist will probably tell you, the true natural brightness of your teeth and the loveliness of your smile are enhanced. Get a tube of Ipana today. Start your family using it regularly. That fresh, bright, stimulated feeling that Ipana and massage brings to your mouth is the indication that Ipana used with massage is a safe, modern way to help guard the oral health of your entire family. Stop at your drugstore and get an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste today. And now, the life of Mary Sutter. Young Danny Stratford is the only friend of Mary and Max's who is not in sympathy with Dr. John's plans to get a postponement of trial for Max, a trial which he must face for his connection with Cheney and his recent gambling activities in the town of Sandy. Yesterday, Mary talked to Danny, tried to convince him that it wasn't Max's fault, that it was no one's fault, and that Phyllis might have a better chance for recovery if he replaced the bitterness that is in his heart with kindness, understanding, and hope. It is Danny's testimony which may be the important factor in persuading the district attorney to postpone the trial. And we wonder if Mary's words have given Danny a change of heart. It is the following morning. Mary, having just visited Phyllis at the clinic, is now at the Sanders jail with her twin babies, Jimmy and Susan. It's a different Mary who visits Max in his cell this morning, for since Dr. John has taken up the fight with her to clear her husband, she has new hope in her heart.
Are we going to see Daddy Max, Mom?
That's right, Jimmy. Come on, take Mother's hand. Come on, Susan.
I don't like jail very much, Mommy. They scare me. Oh, danger always scares. Mugs like me ain't afraid of jail.
Jimmy, don't use that kind of language, dear. It isn't nice.
Daddy Max uses it, Mom. That's why I heard it.
Yes, I know, but Daddy Max isn't going to use it anymore.
You mean he ain't going to be a mug anymore?
Daddy Max never was a mug. You shouldn't say that about him, dear. It isn't nice.
Well, he's in jail, Mom.
Yes, he's in jail, but that's not his fault, Jimmy.
Well, if he's in jail, he's still a mug. And I'm glad. I like mugs.
Oh, if I didn't know better, I'd think you were Max's real child. You certainly like him.
Is this the place, Mama?
Right around the corner, dear. Jimmy, call Daddy Max and see if he answers you.
Okay. Daddy Max! Huh? Daddy Max!
Who is that? That you, Jimmy?
He heard me, Mom. Can I go on,
Yes, go ahead, dear.
No, want to go too, Mommy.
You go, Susan.
Well, say, Willikers, gee, this is nice having come back. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Max. I took them to see Phyllis at the clinic, and I thought they should come to see their daddy.
Well, sure. Gee, Gus, hey, I'm glad you did. How are you doing, Jimmy?
I'm fine, Daddy Max.
Good.
Are you going to have a jail pack with a lot of shooting?
Max, you'll have to stop telling Jimmy gangster stories.
Oh, sure. I'll tell him about Snow White and the Eight Dwarfs.
Daddy,
huh? Oh, no, that was last year. Well, gosh, say, it's good to see you this morning.
Daddy Max looks like a monkey behind those bars, Daddy Max.
Oh, sir, how do you like it? Hey, wait a minute, where do I get out of here?
Why, Max, you opened your cell door.
Oh, dog, a jailbreak.
Hey, the sheriff don't lock my cell. I'm the only prisoner he's got. Oh, no, that's better. Come on in, sit down with me.
Hmm? Mommy, can Jimmy take me around the jail and show me?
Well, I don't know.
Of course you'll let them go, Tuss. They can't hurt anything.
Well, I hardly think so, but could anything hurt them?
No, this jail is just like a home. Now, go ahead, kid, and look around.
Okay, come on, son. I'll show you how a real muggle
can jail. Real muggle
can jail. Oh, Max, I'm so happy about everything.
How you do?
I've got so much peace, and John's idea to have your trial postponed. That was a grand idea. And though it's so good to have John near this and not against
us. Yeah, the three of us. Boy, when us three get our noggins together, we really come out with something, don't we?
Yes, we really do.
Say, how's Phyllis, huh?
Well, her spirits are wonderful, and that means a lot.
Sure.
John told me this morning he's afraid she'll never walk again.
Oh, gosh, that's tough. I can't believe my sister's like that. Oh, is Danny okay?
I had a long talk with Danny last night, and he's still awfully bitter. John said this morning we really should have him with us when we talk to the district attorney.
Well, now, I wouldn't try to force him, Mary.
Oh, I'm not going to force him, Max. I'm only trying to make him understand.
Well, it seems like all you do is go around trying to make people understand you. Well, I'm sure in a stigma, ain't I?
Enigma.
Yeah,
thanks. Yes, you are. Right now, the whole town's trying to figure you out and figure out why I'm standing by you. Especially Mr. and Mrs. Proof.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about them? Did they do anything more to the Reverend because he was letting you live at his house?
No, but I'm telling the Reverend today that I'm moving, and I think that'll be the last we'll hear from the Proofs for a while. I gave Mrs. Proof a piece of my mind the other day. I don't think we'll have any more trouble from them.
Well, listen, don't you worry, Toots. If John's idea clicks with the DA, I'll be out of this clink, and then we can fight together again. Hmm?
That's all I want, Max.
You know, Toots, sitting in a jail does a lot for a guy. Boy, I've been doing some tremendous thinking. When I get out of this mess that I'm in, boy, I got a lot of plans.
For us?
For everybody. Say, you know me, when I start planning, boy, I don't mess with it.
Well, what are they?
Well, I ain't got them completely set in my mind just yet. But they're okay, and you're going to like them. And in the meantime, Tut, I want you to check over my stuff down at the interest. So, you know, drop in and have a talk with Miss Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she's on our side.
Yes.
Find out what's happening since I caused all this stir. Could you do that for me?
Well, certainly, dear, but I'd like to know what's in back of that shaggy head of yours.
Oh, just dandruff and talk to you.
Oh, Max, you clown. It's a pity you never owned a circus.
Say, that ain't a bad idea. Wouldn't I be a sensation in sight?
Oh, it's wonderful to hear you laughing and joking again.
I'm me again. I don't know who I was the past 2 months, but I sure wasn't me, was it?
It was one of those inner persons you have, remember?
Well,
every time you do something wrong, you blame it on your inner person.
Yeah, but right now, me, you understand? Me wants to kiss you. And not any of those inner persons. You get me?
Oh,
God. Yeah. Think that was one of my inner persons, too?
Huh? No, darling, that was all you. Oh, Max. Max!
Hey, what? Hey, hey!
Oh, that little
what do you know?
Slammed your cell door.
Well, now, how do you like that? How do you like that? We're locked in.
I guess I better take them home, Max. Are we really not?
No.
Well, is there anything particular you want me to ask Miss Bloomberg for?
No, just ask her if there's anything fishy going on in the stuffed shirt department, huh?
Well, will she know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sure. That's a parochialism me and Miss Blumenstein always use.
Colloquialism is the word.
Oh, yes, sure.
And her name is Bloomberg.
Sure. Thanks. You know, I know so many big words, and I get them mixed up, don't I?
You certainly do.
I'll learn someday, and you might be too old to appreciate it, Toot, but I'll learn.
And in the meantime, if you don't mind, Mr. Sanders, I'll take you just as you are.
Well, no, Mary, not very much has happened since Mr. Sanders... Well, since all the excitement, you know what I mean.
Yes, of course. Well, there was a lot of excitement around here.
Oh, yes, and everybody said Mr. Sanders was to blame, but I stuck up for him. I even told Mr. Davis that I thought that Mr. Maximus certainly had a reason for doing what he did. All that stuff, sure, it was laugh. Well, it was more like a sneer.
That's what Max told me to ask you. If anything was fishy in the stuffed shirt department. Do you know what he means by that?
Oh, yes. He calls the board of directors the stuffed shirt department.
Have you noticed anything fishy?
Well, now, let me think. Well, no. No, not exactly fishy. The only thing I can think of to tell him is that Mr. Davis, he's the big director, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davis has been spending an awful lot of time with those awful pills of Proust.
Oh,
you know Mr. and Mrs. Proust, don't you, Mary?
Does Mary Southern know Mr. and Mrs. Proust? Well, I should say she does. And I wonder what particular significance Mary will attach to the fact that the Sanders Interest's second biggest stockholder is seeing a lot of Mary and Max's deadliest enemies... The proof. You will be passing a drugstore sometime today, probably. Don't pass it. For the health of your gums, for the sake of your smile, go inside and ask for a tube of Ipana. I-P-A-N-A, Ipana toothpaste. And this very night, brush your teeth and massage your gums with Ipana. The famous dentifrice, which is specially designed for gum massage. You'll see that Ipana really gets your teeth beautifully, brilliantly clean, of course. But what's even more important, the first time you use Ipana, you feel the refreshing tang that Ipana with massage gives your gum. Feel that healthful sensation tonight. Decide now that you shouldn't wait another day to start using the toothpaste designed specially for gum massage. Realize today that every day you postpone the proper care of your gums, you may be another day nearer flabby, unhealthy gums and dull, dingy teeth. So make a note right now that you're going to get Ipana this very day. Determine with all your heart to do all in your power to prevent the various tooth disorders and gum troubles that often come from oral neglect. Help your dentist by adopting the famous Ipana way in the home care of your teeth and gums. Change from the dentifrice you've been using. For a lovelier, more attractive smile, get an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste from your druggist today. Don't miss what happens in tomorrow's episode of Mary Southern. Mary learns the real reason for Mr. Davis's sudden attention to the wealthy and socially minded Proust. And Dr. John Benson makes final preparations with Mary to free Max of the trouble he's now in. Tomorrow, then, for radio's most fascinating serial story, The Life of Mary Southern.